Good morning and welcome to Sunday Enlightenment with Waking Up Ministries. Thank you for joining us on this blessed day of our Lord, May 17, 2015. We are going to start with our Lord's Prayer as recited by Sister Naya and Brother Yuri. Then we will go on to a scripture as read by Sister Nay. Then finally, we will have Sister Zai read us a psalm. And then we will be welcoming our humble and loving man of God, Dr. Howard C. Taylor, Jr., who will bring us our Sunday Enlightenment service. We hope that you enjoy the service for today. If you have any prayer requests or healing requests, please email us at wakeupministries1@gmail.com. Again, that's wakeupministries1@gmail.com. If you'd like to call in and speak with the minister or one of our lovely associates, we will have, you can call us at 337-502-9553. Again, 337-502-9553. We pray that you will be blessed and enlightened by the service today. Thank you again for joining us.
Our Father,
Lord,
Thy kingdom come, thou will be done, on earth. As it is in heaven, give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts. As we forgive our debtors, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thy kingdom, and power, and the glory, forever and ever. That man of faith, amen.
I will be reading Galatians chapter 5, verses 21 through 26. Envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Amen.
Amen.
I will be reading Psalms chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. Why do the heathen rage? And why do people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands of bondage and cast away their cords from them, from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, and the Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my chain upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee.
Amen. Thank you all for joining us. We're going to head to 2 Timothy. Chapter 3, verse 1 through 17. First, we're going to start off with Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. I want y'all to bow your head. Father God, we want to thank you for another opportunity to serve you. We pray you open all hearts and ears listening today to guide them, direct them closer to you, Lord. We want to thank you for everything you've done for us, for waking us, for giving us food and beverage and a roof over our head and able to see our loved ones again. In Jesus' name, my Lord and Savior, I pray. Thank you, God. Amen. Mm-hmm. When y'all get there, say amen. Y'all can go to Timothy first and wait. Ephesians is just one verse. It's Ephesians 6:12. If you want to run a book up, it's fine. Say amen when you get there. Amen. Ephesians 6, verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work. To speak evil of no man, to be no brawler, to be gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by washing of the regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, which he shared on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we shall be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. But avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentions and striving about the law, for they are unprofitable and vain. A man that is a heretic after the first and the second admonition, reject, knowing that he that is such is subverted and sinned, being condemned of himself. When I shall send Artemis unto thee, or Titus, be diligent to come unto me to Nicopolis, for I have determined there to enter. Bring Zenas, the lawyer, and Apollo on their journey diligently, that nothing be wanting unto them, and let ours also learn to maintain good works for necessary uses, that they be not unfruitful. All that are with me salute thee. Greet them that love us in faith. Grace be with you all. Amen. Now, right here, I told y'all Timothy, I'm sorry, it was Titus. Chapter 3, 1 through 15. I stay stuck in Timothy, especially that one. But we're going to go ahead real quick in Timothy and read the first five verses. 3 Timothy, 2 Timothy, 3rd chapter. 1 through 5. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Okay. Now, the Bible, many things. And those who don't read the Bible will and shall never understand. But because God's always blessing us, He blesses us with what we give most. So if you're being deceitful and lying and deceiving people, He's going to continue to bless you in those ways. People will be deceitful to you. They will lie to you. But if you are following the truth doctrine, the word of God, God's gospel, which was Jesus Christ, it was a direct ministry. It was not a book. Because one thing, you know, I do a lot of research and I talk to a lot of people. And there's a lot of confused people out there. And they're confused because they want to be confused. And as they are confused, God is blessing them to become more confused. You meet a lot of scientists out there, philosophers, and people on that level who think they know everything and think they are completely wise. And if you've read a science book of any sort, you can tell there is nothing that they can directly tell you, whether it's about an experiment or whether it's about them explaining of life or the creation, to be exact. Now, science was created to help people not believe in Christ. I talked to a guy a while back, and he was speaking of history, how we can't find certain things, because history was written by those who had power at the time. So, if you lived back then, and they didn't want something to be known about you in the future, and they got rid of you, or they didn't get rid of you, you died off some way, shape, or form, they controlled where they can take you out, they can twist it, they can say whatever they want. And in the future, they would tell lies. And foolish and ignorant people will believe those lies because they see it and someone told them it was the truth. So now, because they're believing the deception, God, because He's blessing us to believe lies, He's going to let us believe more lies. We choose to believe the truth, He's going to show us the truth. He's going to show us who our friends are. He's going to show us who our enemies are. And on a personal note, I've had a chance to experience a lot of that. So I know from personal experience how good God is. And if you don't know at this point how good God is, you need to change something in your life. I don't know exactly what it is, but my best advice is to drop where you are right now on your knees and ask God to show you the way. We don't go through trials and tribulations because the Father is scolding us. He's teaching us. He wants us to understand, one, how much He loves us. Two, that He has enemies. And because we are part of Him, we inherit those enemies too. And also, that money is the root of all evil. what is meant by that, the root of all evil, all evil things truly derive from money. If you think about the sins, the seven deadly sins derive from money. And I was talking to someone the other day about gambling, how gambling is not a sin, but from gambling, many sins manifest, from jealousy. Say if you're at the casino, somebody else sees you win, and they've been wasting their money all day. Greed. There's certain things that were pushed here. It's not a direct sin, but sin manifests from those things. And the devil knows this. The Bible says the devil was a liar and evil from the beginning. So, we should know he wouldn't change. You know? And the biggest thing is there's so many people out here that are so adamant about believing in something. We all, it's on our heart to believe in something. And God puts it right in front of us. But we are too busy ignoring God's love. We're too busy looking through the next man's window, seeing what she got, and trying to figure out how we're going to get that. When it's time for us to get it, God is going to bless us with it. But God teaches us through trials and tribulations to prepare us for the blessings. And if we get blessed too early, for instance, say a drug addict or an alcoholic, that's a sin, but we're not going to go into that in this lesson. But he or she is in that position, you know, filled with Satan, because Satan will give them those wants. God promises us our needs. So, there was some drugs, alcohol. Now they won the lottery. Boom! What do you think they're going to do? They're going to indulge in that sin. And I've got a chance to talk to many, many people from many, many walks of life. All these so-called religions, you know, denominations. And the Bible told us from the beginning, Jesus told us, God told us first, disciples told us, apostles told us, the preachers told us. So everything is consistent. Consistency is always good because a lie will always change, but the truth will always stay the same. Just like the truth will always come out, no matter how many lies are used to cover it. Because the truth is love. And I thank God for the opportunity to serve him. Because I was once a fool. I played the devil's playground. At the time, it seemed to be fun. But I was always fighting against the grain. And there's a lot of us out here fighting against the grain. Because we're children of God, but we want to adapt to this world. We're not part of this world. We're here, but we're trying to make it back home. And some people listening might be dazed and confused. And it just might not be your time yet. I just might be planting a seed. You might be part of somebody else's family. But I want to thank y'all for listening. Anyone out there who needs prayers, healing, struggling with their walk with God, or just need somebody to talk to, because we all need somebody to talk to sometimes. Because sometimes this world tries to get the best of us. Who might know what we're going through? Anybody that needs to be baptized, got some things going on in your life that seems out of the ordinary, and you need some assistance with it. You might not be to tell your friend or relative, but we understand what God put us here for. You can email us at wakeupministries1@gmail.com or give us a call or text us at 337-502-9553. And I promise we'll get back to you, whether we're in the state or not in the state at the time. Bow your heads with me before we go. Close your eyes. Father God, I want to thank you for myself and everyone else for you being so great, so wonderful, and so loving to keep achieving like myself and mine, like my brothers and sisters, like my friends, neighbors, relatives, and enemies, Lord. I really want to thank you for that. And Lord, I hope and pray you circumcise everyone's heart here that were listening to your message today, Lord. And I want to thank you for allowing me to be part of your service. In Jesus' name, my Lord and Savior, I pray. Thank you, God. Y'all have a great day. Amen.